Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Own iconic luxury items at unreal values with The RealReal, the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers at up to 90% off retail. Every item is authenticated by The RealReal's team of experts, and new arrivals come in daily, and new customers receive an automatic $25 off at checkout. So shop in-store, online, or download the app and get 20% off select items with the promo code REAL. TheRealReal.com. Promo code REAL. How would you like to study at the world's only film school dedicated entirely to comedy? The Harold Ramis Film School at the Second City Training Center is looking for a diverse applicants of all experience levels and backgrounds. Apply by May 15th for the year-long program starting this fall in Chicago. Just go to ramisfilmschool.com, that's R-A-M-I-S filmschool.com, or call 312-883-1241 to schedule a tour or to attend their next open house.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Well, hello!
Welcome and hello to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Jess McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno. We got Scott Perella. Whoa.
Well, hold on. We do.
Hold on. This is the 87th episode, and I did say his name wrong.
Well, I mean, did you, or were you just kind of talking about the other man here, Scott Perella?
Oh, that's right.
Now, Scott Perella makes sure that all of the cables of Scott Passarella's keyboard are connected at all times.
Scott Perella also lifting barbells and making paella.
Oh, yeah. Scott Perella is an old-timey circus-era strongman.
That's right. And he's here, but also Scott Passarella, king of pianists, pianists of kings.
We got producer Dana Wicks on the sticks, on the drums. We got engineer Brett.
Choo-choo.
Makes the train go and sounds so good. We got Karate Bird. We got male person Stacy. Every time we say those things and a guest is in the room that doesn't know what we're talking about, it does feel like we're sort of throwing them into...
Well, it feels like we're immediately naked and raw of like, hey, here's our weird thing we do.
Sure.
I haven't been paying attention to anything you've been saying, so don't worry about how I feel about it. Not even listening.
Oh boy.
Well,
we're so excited. We did it again. We have a guest.
We did it again. Keeping the streak alive.
If you don't know him, we're furious.
We're so angry with you preemptively. He is just one of the funniest humans.
But you know him from Review, the incredibly brilliant show, the Andy Daly Pilot Project. It's Andy Daly.
And I just started listening. Because I heard my name.
You got to.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Thanks so much
hey,
for
how
being
are
here.
You?
I'm great. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. We're thrilled to have you.
What a delight.
That is truly, I don't know if it's an actor thing, but it's definitely a me thing. It's kind of like, let me know when this conversation is pertaining to me, and then I will tune in.
Yeah.
I think everyone is knows how to talk about themselves, and then levels of comfort around that are different for everybody. You know, some people are more shy. Mm. But everyone, what do you know better than yourself? It's the easiest topic to spew about.
I'm working on a theory that everyone in show business has some form of attention deficit disorder.
What?
Because otherwise you would have gone into a job that required you to do things that you sometimes are not fully interested in doing. You know what I mean?
That is definitely true of me. Mm-hmm. If I'm not interested, but also more importantly, good at it.
Yeah.
I will immediately
abandon it. I cannot do it.
No, why would I do that?
Right.
Why would I ever try to foster a different skill or hobby?
That's huge. And my parents, to their credit, let me throw a lot of spaghetti at that wall as a kid. I was like, I'm going to try flute for a week. It's hard. I'm not good at it. Bye.
I was not that. I was like, you will take piano even years after you're like, no, I don't want to take piano. Oh, and I was not really allowed to quit anything until I was allowed to quit Girl Scouts when I got to middle school. Because it was like, yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm a big fan of quitting things. I tell
me too.
My wife is all the time like, well, no, she's committed to piano. We bought a piano. I'm like, I don't care. I don't want to hear the fights. That's it. That can sit there and hold picture frames.
I mean, the thing about a piano is that it's so good. You don't need to do anything with it.
It's a beautiful decorative
piece.
It's
gorgeous.
Yeah.
It says only a certain someone owns a piano.
Is there?
You don't see pianos on Skid Row, although you probably do.
Yeah, you might. Is there something that, like, if your kids quit it, you'd be like, dang? Like, is there one? Like, one of my nephews is, like, not taking to soccer, and that was the sport we all loved. So I'm like, wait, but for real, are you going to make him keep try? Like this is going to be so sad if he doesn't play soccer.
He's also, your nephews are so young. But
if he's already quitting at 6, he's not playing soccer.
For sure, but you can quit at 6 and join again at 12 and not even remember that you
quit
at 6.
But that's what I mean. That's true. The conversation is like, are you going to like keep circling back? Not in a forceful way, but fall be like, are you sure you don't want to try again?
Gotcha.
No, my daughter is very good at making little movies on her iPad. And if she just one day said, yeah, I'm not into that anymore, I'd be bummed because she's great at it. Like, it's that kind of thing. But other than that, she could quit everything. I do want her to eat and brush her teeth.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Got to.
But other than that, everything else is quittable.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
I think and this is coming from such a place of privilege, but I think it is good to be able to like walk away from the stuff in your life that is not helping you. Not to say that, but then like,
There are things you have to do even though you don't like doing them.
And there are things that someone has to do even though I'm sure no one likes doing them.
Right.
I hated swimming lessons, baseball, basketball, and
now
soccer.
You can't swim or play soccer.
I hated all of them, and I did them all every year as a kid. And Sunday school. Like, I hated everything.
Yeah. We cut to in front of a school after the bell has rung at the end of the day.
Oh, man, did you guys see that bulletin board with all these different summer activities that they're offering?
Yeah, it looks great. I can't wait to get involved.
Are you kidding?
What do you mean?
Yeah, have you looked at the list?
Yeah.
Archery on Monday.
Wow.
Pottery on Tuesday.
You're kidding.
Wednesday, you have to swim.
Woohoo.
Thursday, let me begin. You have to hike and know what birds are.
Birds.
And Friday, this is the truth.
Live.
I think the thing
just now picturing a bird eating a worm.
Yeah.
And then that bird gets shot by an arrow, even though that's absurd. And then the whole thing gets put in a pot, and then put up in a mountain. All of those activities together with swimming, I think I might be about them. I don't hate
everything. I don't hate everything.
I mean, all of these things together might not be gone.
On an antidepressant, and sometimes I think the dosage might be too strong. Cause
oh, yeah.
I love everything.
I got a splinter.
What were you gonna say?
Well, I was just gonna tell that young boy that he doesn't have to go. He can come inside the store. He doesn't have to just, like, stare through the window. You can come in here if you want, son.
Oh, no, forget it. I can't. I shouldn't come in there because I'll just want everything you guys sell, and it'll drive me crazy.
Oh, well, that's all right. That's all right, son. You could certainly have some of the penny candy.
My allowance is only $2 a week.
Oh, well, that does seem fair for a boy of your age. Well, how about this? Could you get by just smelling some of the penny candy?
Oh, I guess it's worth a try. I don't smell
it. I'm sorry. I just had to invite this poor boy in. He was standing at the window, and he had these puppy dog eyes.
No, that's fine. It seems like he was going somewhere with a whole bunch of other kids, and then he just kind of, like, peeled off to stare in the window.
That's true. Those were my friends.
Where are they all going?
Why don't you go with them?
We all go to the bus stop and take the bus home, and I will have missed it by now because the things in this window were just too enticing. As usual, my friends didn't seem to notice that I wasn't with them anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry, son.
Oh, well. There's literally candy in every square foot of this store. Everything here is delicious, and it looks great. Who could ask for anything more? Oh, it also has a smell. A beautiful smell. It's the opposite of going to hell.
Well, you're in Sandy and Randy's candy. Sandy and Randy's candy.
It's amazing.
Sandy and Randy's old-timey candy store. Welcome to Sandy and Randy's candy. That's Randy, my name's Sandy. It's just too much of me.
Sure.
And Randy
I felt like I could fit in here at the store that sells candy. But the problem is, you guys, my name is Mandy. I just don't know if that would ever work.
Well, of course it would.
Well, I don't know. Let's not jump to conclusion. What would we possibly call the store if we brought them on?
Sandy and Randy's Candy. He's just gonna sweep the floor.
All right, we don't change the name.
We're not gonna sell him part of our business. It's exactly like it was before.
Also, there would be no way to fit the name in, but that's a bridge we don't have to cross. Because Mandy just works at Sandy and Randy's Candy.
I mean, although I will say, if you feel like you don't fit in here, this whole town is hiring all over the place. I know the archery camp is hiring. I know the pottery class is hiring.
The swimming lessons need bonus lifeguards to really guard all those lives.
So really?
We'll hire you here, no questions asked, absolutely. But if you want to maybe see what really makes you happy, although I know you say everything makes you happy.
Yes, it does. It's a problem.
Well, maybe then take your time and kind of check around the town to see if there's anything that you might...
That's right. Need. Sometimes when everything makes you happy, nothing makes you happy.
That's exactly my problem.
Have you talked to your parents about maybe adjusting your medication?
I have just about every night.
And they
ignore your pleas?
They tell me if I don't shut up, I'll get more pills.
Oh, dear, Mandy. This is a bad situation.
Jesus, crazy.
Yeah.
Sure.
They really
sure
just want Randy. Me to be happy.
Well, that's good.
Okay, that's good. But, you know, sometimes when you're getting on a new medication, you do need to dial in the dosage so it's right for you.
Best laid plans of mice and men so often end in opioid addiction. Is this an opioid? I actually don't know.
I'm not sure, and I'm not sure that's the quote.
No, it's not. It's not the one I was looking for. It is a quote.
Yeah, anything can be a quote if you said it.
You know, Mandy, anything can be a quote.
Anything?
Sure.
How could anything be a quote?
Well, this broom goes in the closet, and that's a quote.
He said it, then I wrote it down, so now it's a quote.
I've got a hole in my pocket. I mean,
yeah,
that's a quote.
That's a quote.
Really?
Yep, yeah, it could be.
How could that be a quote?
Well, hold on. I've got a hole in my pocket, and that's a quote.
He said it, and I wrote.
That's it.
And down, so it's a quote. Yep, that's it.
Oh, I get it.
Just keep that in mind because, you know, that little piece of information might change your world someday.
Yeah,
might
I hope
be
so.
Very important.
That knowledge
right now.
Hey, Sandy, I think you're right. I think the knowledge that anything could be a quote could help this boy stand up to his parents and find his one true bliss.
I think that's right,
that
Randy.
Would be great.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just a complete waste of time to have even talked about it.
But in the meantime, we're closing for now. Here's your first day's payment.
Oh.
It's $5 and one choice of candy.
Oh.
But you can't have them all, Mandy. You have to pick one.
That's why we call it a choice of one candy.
How am I going to choose only one candy? There's things here that's chocolate, and there's things here that's not chocolate.
Sure.
Okay, maybe make that decision first. Are you in more of a chocolate mood or a fruity mood?
Yeah, if you need to sort of break it into like larger categories, we could do that for sure.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have a gummy worm and pretend I'm a bird.
Very good.
And that's a quote.
Knock arrow. Release arrow. Bullseye.
Oh, hello, young man.
Hi.
You've stumbled into archery camp, and that's a very dangerous thing to do. One never stumbles into archery camp.
One must always walk purposefully and alert into an archery camp.
Well, I saw the targets, and I figured this is the place, and I just walked right up to one.
Well, and that's why we say, boy, that is a very foolish idea.
You're lucky that both Guinevere and myself...
We are so skilled with the bow.
So skilled with archery.
Wow, you guys really are, huh?
Mm. Well, we were able to avoid making you a right little pincushion.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you for that. I mean, that would have been bad.
Have you ever held a bow, boy?
No, I've never held a bow.
Have you ever quivered with your quiver?
Have you ever quivered with your quiver?
Archery is not only a physical sport of athleticism, but also deeply and profoundly sexual.
And yes.
I'm very uncomfortable.
Well, you know, you have this thing on your back, and it's called a quiver, and it's where you hold your arrows. Yes. And if you think about it, an arrow going into a quiver, well, it's quite sexual.
Or into a target, or just an arrow in general. It's all very sexual, boy.
Really?
Yes, boy. Though we've just met, we do need to tell you that an arrow is straight up a dick.
Just as a sort of, like, disclaimer for should you want to be involved in archery camp, it's best you know right off the bat. Draw back your bowstring. Make sure the string's taut. You thought this was archery. It is, but it's more than you thought. Because when you lick an arrow and you shoot it at a target, what goes into a target? A hard dick. Because an arrow is a dick.
An arrow is a dick.
Metaphorically speaking,
an arrow is a dick.
I want to learn how to shoot my dick.
Of course you do, boy. Everyone wants to.
And here, boy.
Yeah.
You think that you want to learn about how to shoot your dick. But that's not the real way to do archery. No, no, that's not the trick. You will go through rounds and rounds, and you will be filled with regret if you only focus on the dick's needs and not the target.
Because an arrow is a dick,
and a target is a vagina.
The bullseye is a clitoris.
Yeah, or it could be like a particularly stimulating part of the prostate. Is my point.
It's whoever
is receiving some sort of stimulus.
It also could be just like a general understanding of like comfort
needs,
necessary to
wants,
have an orgasm.
Communication. That's right.
So my job is to satisfy my target.
Yes,
he gets it.
Make the target happy, however I can.
Job.
I am definitely working here.
Yes, very good, boy. What's your name?
Mandy.
Well,
Mandy.
We would love to have you come aboard, but listen.
Listen.
We wouldn't be doing our due diligence if we didn't say everyone in this town is hiring young boys.
Everyone is.
Young boys and girls.
Not just Guinevere and me. Lancelot. Everyone. And
no, that's what I hear.
Yes, like, and well, you know, we're a very supportive community, and so we feel like it's important to say we're not the only ones hiring young assistants.
And don't get me wrong.
Protégés.
This place is great and profoundly sexual.
Very sexual.
You will leave every day with your mind broadened, your forearm sore.
And just real full of a sort of energy that you just kind of carry around with you all day.
It'll make you feel like you love everything. Have you ever felt that way?
I feel that way all the time, as a matter of fact. I am overdosing on antidepressants right now.
Have you asked your parents about that?
We've had a long conversation about it. The thing is, I often don't know when I'm taking it because they've been crushed up in my food.
Ooh,
it's a problem.
Mandy, this does sound problematic. In fact, Lancelot and I might have to talk to social services.
Oh, no, please don't do that.
Well, we'll see. We might have to address your parents first and then see if we need to bump it up the food chain.
We might just sort of
But as, like, rational adults, we
need
should
to
help this child.
A little bit. No, 100% for sure. Not to say that they would immediately, like, take you away.
No,
That's
certainly
a process. It doesn't just start with show up, child gone.
It's not like an instantaneous...
I know, it's just anytime they're even the slightest bit aggravated by anything, I get more pills, and that's all.
Oh, okay, no, we're not here to aggravate anyone.
No.
Okay, just, yeah, tread lightly, that's all.
We for sure will, but you should tread lightly as well to sort of explore all the things that this town has to offer. Like we said, it's hiring season for young boys.
And girls, proteges and apprentices.
What's that about, by the way? Like, why just the young boys?
Oh, girls. Just, and
why
young
so
girls?
Young?
Oh, because it's summer job season, Mandy.
I see, summer job season.
We can
season,
only have
yeah.
children who, when fall comes and the leaves turn, they must go back to school.
I don't want to hire someone who needs money and then
right.
3 months from now be like, sorry, bye.
I see.
We want to hire children to get experience, tweens and teens, so that they understand what it is to do an honest day's work, and then they take that lesson with them as they go back to school.
Yes, people who would be delighted to be fired after 3 months.
Yes, exactly.
The schoolwork is too hard anyway.
That's right.
Oh.
Oh. Summer jobs. Summer jobs. Gobs and gobs of summer jobs. Making your muscles glisten and glean while you scoop out some hard-packed ice cream. Summer jobs, summer jobs. Gobs and gobs of summer jobs. The kind of job you can't do for more than 3 months.
Work at the Guess, at the local mall. See jeans and sweaters and you'll fold them all.
Maybe you'll take tickets at the picture show. You'll get to see movies when it's too slow.
Maybe you'll be a paralegal for an attorney when really his client.
Summertime only, a commercial airline pilot.
Really?
Or maybe Secretary of State.
Well, try both, 'cause everyone's hiring for
summer jobs. Find out when we return to the second half of
Everything's Prozactly What I Need,
the musical.
Wow.
Hey, guess what? There's great stuff happening over on Never Not Funny, and now's the time to check it out. If you don't know the show, comedian Jimmy Pardo jokes around with his sometimes famous, always funny friends. It's just a free-flowing conversation built around Jimmy's knack for always finding the funny. And recent guests include Darcy Carden, who have we had and we love very much, Alfred Molina, and Chris Elliott. Plus, you'll find Earwolf favorites like Scott Aukerman, heard of him, Andy Daly, heard of him, Janet Varney, heard of him, and Dave Holmes, heard of him, in the mix. So many people that we've had on our podcast who are just all amazing. This week's guest is Stephen Merchant, who you know from The Office, Extras, and the new movie Fighting With My Family. Check out Never Not Funny on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back! When we last left Mandy, he was on a search to get a job and find out what makes him truly happy. Not just everything happy, and Everything's Exactly What I Need, the musical!
Hi, Mr. LaRue. I know that you're a guidance counselor and, you know, you typically take the summers off. So I'm really, really thankful to you for opening up the school to talk with me.
Yeah, we could have done this anywhere, man.
No, I don't feel comfortable talking to you anywhere but your office. You know.
Sure, I just think it sets kind of a weird... I mean, the school is closed right now. It's just you and I in a room, which is not a great look for me as a guidance counselor.
The entire building is completely empty.
Yeah, you know what? Take a walk with me. Let's go. Let's take a walk. Let's just go down the kind of boulevard.
Really?
Yeah, we can do a talk.
You, like, walk down the boulevard and stuff?
Yeah, don't you?
Yeah, I do, but I've only ever seen you in your office. Well, I don't think of you as a full human being.
Sure, man. I mean, I get that. You're a student, and I work here. But yeah, walk with me. Talk with me.
Okay.
What's on your mind?
Well, I just need some guidance. You know, I have now gone to every business and every place in town, and they would be all of them, without exception, delighted to hire me.
I saw the news report where the Secretary of State and a commercial airline pilot both wanted to bring you on.
Yeah.
You're very in demand.
I could be flying planes right now, or I could be literally brokering Middle East peace right now if I wanted to be. I could be doing anything.
Yeah. I mean,
you can imagine.
It seems like the world is your oyster, man.
Yes.
Like, what's the problem?
The problem is that I want to do it all. I'm just, everything seems wonderful and equally delightful. And I just don't know where I fit. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. Did you ever feel that way? You know what I mean? Like, how did you choose being a guidance counselor?
No, I didn't. No, I always knew. I always knew I had one thing I wanted to do.
Really?
Be a guidance counselor.
Really?
Yeah.
That surprises me.
How come?
Well, I always thought guidance counselors were people who, like, you know, kind of didn't cut it as teachers, and they bounced around the school, and they tried, like, have them teach health for a little while, see if they could work out in gym, maybe drive a red for a few months, and then just kind of stuck them in guidance counseling.
Man,
no offense.
No, none taken. Let me tell you a story. Christmas Eve, 1987.
So long ago.
Sitting around the Christmas tree. And my dad says, "Did you get what you want for Christmas?" And I said, "No, I did not." And he said, "Why is that?" And I said, "Father of mine, the gift I want cannot be wrapped because I want to be an elementary school guidance counselor. I want to be a counselor for children of elementary age."
Be 97.
1997. Yeah. And it's my birthday. My dad has given me...
What?
An Xbox 360.
Very easy to wrap.
And also, way before its release, he works at Microsoft. And he said, "Son, did you get what you want?" And I said, "Father, we've been through this every year. If I haven't explained it by now, more clear, I want to be an elementary school guidance counselor. I want to guide small children before they should even have to know what they want to do. They come into my office saying, 'I'm not ready for a career.' And I say, 'No, you're not, and you shouldn't be. You're far too young.' But the point is, I want a picture, you're next to a Christmas tree. You didn't get the gift that you wanted from your family. What is the gift that you did not get? Your heart's desire. It can be hard or not hard to wrap."
I'm trying to answer your question. I'm trying to think of the answer. But I'm just distracted thinking about how your dad must have felt. Like, how the hell am I supposed to give you that for Christmas? Like, I was out at Toys R Us all night trying to find the perfect thing. Like, I worked so hard all year round to try. try and buy things for this kid. Things that will make him so happy. Things that when he opens up the lid, he'll say, wow!
Oh my god, I've been an asshole! I'm just now realizing how bad I've been to my dad!
That poor guy!
All he did was work day and night, sweeping the floor at the candy store, really, to try to give me a better life. And I screamed at him every year, every birthday and every Christmas. I think he always knew that. Well, I hope he knew that I cared and I loved the gifts he gave, but he just kept always asking me what I want, and I had this one thing that I kept thinking about. Yeah. That I wanted, and I would obsess over it, and I guess it wasn't a thing that could be given as a gift. You're right, Mandy. Sometimes the things that we want, sometimes the answers we're looking for are more complicated, or we don't even realize what they are till later. If you don't know what it is that you want to be right now, that's okay. You're young. You don't have to know. That's literally the first thing and basically the only thing I say to everyone that comes into my elementary school counseling office. You don't need to know what you want to be right now.
Do they pay you for that?
It is my job. I do get paid, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you saying it's not good advice?
No. It just occurred to me that, like, maybe you were just kind of doing it as a hobby.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Again, you can't just hang out on a school and have kids come into your office as a hobby. You got to get fingerprinted. You go through a lot of stuff. It's very important that we vet the people that work with children. More so than anyone. They're the most vulnerable among us.
Excuse us. Excuse us. You're taking up the boulevard. That's a bird. That's a bird. And that's a bird. And that's a bird.
Man, this bird watch. This is it a bird camp? It's pretty great.
Isn't it? All right, children. Now, take a look at that over there.
That's right? A fire hydrant.
There he is.
Not a bird.
Is it? It's not a bird, right? How did we know that wasn't a bird?
Okay, good.
Yes.
It was made of metal and attached to the ground. Bird.
Yes.
It didn't fly or have wings or a beak.
It didn't. That's what I was looking for. Your answer is also correct, but not the one I wanted to hear.
Right.
It doesn't have wings.
Right. You say all birds fly and
I haven't said that. Now, there are some flightless birds, but every bird has got wings.
Got it. So you're saying this little metal guy, it can be a bird.
No, this is not a bird. It does not have wings.
But
all right, go.
What about the little things that are kind of sticking out the side of that hydrant?
Okay, those are not wings.
Okay. All right?
So what's a wing?
What's a wing?
Yeah.
Dang it. I didn't think the questions were going to be this hard. This is a particularly smart group of kids. Ah, I'm a freaking idiot. Come on, pull it together, Todd. Pull it together. A wing is a kind of a thing. It sprouts out of the sides of the body of a bird. A wing. It's usually covered in feathers. It's made out of bones. And by gum, it helps that bird to fly. Off you go!
Okay.
Got it.
I think I get it, Mr. Todd.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
All right.
If I took a skeleton from my biology lab and I put a boa on it and it didn't look drab and then I took off two of its toes, would that be a bird, I suppose?
Well, no. I don't think so. A skeleton, is it?
A human skeleton?
Yeah. No.
Okay, so.
I think I do understand what a wing is.
Okay.
What, but you said that all birds have, like, three toes?
Come on, Todd. All birds have three toes.
Tell me about bird feet.
Sure. The foot of a bird is very different from the foot of a man or a woman or a child. The foot of a bird.
The foot of a bird.
Has got three toes, just three. Ain't that wild? The foot of a bird.
The foot of a bird.
A little three-toed impression in the sand. The foot of a bird is very different from
the bird's hand. Hush.
So if I took a bone from my biology class,
okay,
I put a feather boa on it,
uh-huh,
and then took two of the toes off and stamped it around in the sand. Is that a bird foot? Again, it's a human skeleton.
No!
Okay, but I think I understand, Mr. Todd.
I hope so.
This blade of grass.
Blade of grass.
Is not a bird.
That's right.
That tree on the end.
Yes.
Is not a bird.
Okay.
Sometimes you know a thing by looking at the thing.
Huh.
And it doesn't have to be so hard to spot birds on the boulevard.
Yeah.
Like a seagull is a bird.
A seagull, yes.
And a penguin is a bird.
That's correct.
A flamingo is a bird. And an ostrich is a bird. And a sparrow is a bird. And a lark is a bird.
And a finch is a bird. And a parrot is a bird. And an eagle is a bird. And a falcon is a bird.
And an ostrich is a bird. And an
owl is a bird.
And an ostrich is a bird. And an ostrich is a bird.
Sounds right, but honestly, I don't know. But if there's one thing you take from this class, you guys, let it be this. You cannot make a bird out of a human skeleton.
Got it.
Got it.
Thanks, Mr.
Thanks,
Todd.
Thanks, Mr. Todd.
Oh, Todd, you pulled it out of the fire. Good job, Todd. Good job.
And just sort of, you're going to want to get your hands wet. So you can mold the clay when the wheel spins around. Okay? To sort of like, you're going to start with a lump of clay, and you're going to try to like mold it into a pot.
Okay, how come it's called like throwing a pot if we're not throwing it?
Why is what?
It's called throwing a pot.
It's called throwing a pot?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How come it's called throwing a pot?
Okay. You know how like you have a birthday party?
Uh-huh.
And sometimes if your mom is giving you a party, what's the verbiage that you use on that?
Giving me a party?
Nope. Your mom says, I'm going to give you a birthday party. I'm going to give you a big birthday party. What'd she say?
She says, I'm going to bless you with a birthday party.
She says, I'm going to bless you with... Wait, hold on. Well, your family is very religious.
Very religious.
Yes. Wait, I'm sorry, Mandy. You said this is the last place you've stepped in town?
This is it.
Okay, so your mom blesses you with a birthday party. Janet, what's your mom do?
Gives
you a
birthday. Gives it to me.
My mom always said she would throw me a birthday party.
Oh, okay, so how come that's like throwing a pot?
Because when you make a thing, that's another way to say you throw a thing. If you were going to like, hey, I'm down at the beach. I'm going to throw a sandcastle together real quick. I'm throwing a sandcastle. You know?
Oh, okay. All right.
Or like if you're playing the Major League Baseball and you're standing up on the mound and you're like, oh, I need a drink. I'm going to go throw me a drink real quick.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I haven't really heard that before, but yeah. I guess I've never played Major League Baseball.
Well, wait. What?
I've never played Major League Baseball.
Okay, so there's two things in this town that you haven't done so far.
What's the other thing?
Well, the pottery and playing Major League Baseball.
Yeah, everyone in this town plays Major League Baseball.
Really?
Maybe you didn't know that?
I never even thought of going down to the Major League Baseball stadium and seeing if they could use my help as a Major League Baseball player.
Oh, yeah, I was a shortstop last summer.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty fun. It's kind of hard,
but... I ran concessions, but I like to think I was part of the team.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure, Jerry.
Thanks.
Yeah,
okay.
Anyway, you kind of just kind of hold your pot, and then you push the wheel, and a pot comes out. Then you punch the middle of it so that the middle gets out.
Jerry, I don't think that's how this works.
Well, okay. It may have become evident that maybe I don't know too much about making pots or nothing.
Oh, yeah. It's okay. I could kind of tell. Listen.
But I love it, you know? Like, just because I'm not good at it doesn't mean I can't make it my career if I love it.
Let me think about that.
Think about it, though.
Yeah. I'm thinking about what you said about the skills you do not got, and how as long as
like? Where are you at right now? How far have you gone?
As far as I'll go.
Oh boy, yeah, you should,
of what you're good at and what the world will pay you for. Where those circles overlap, who could ask for more? But my Venn diagram has another circle all alone, and that's of the thing that I want to do, and that's where I made my home. Specific skill. I'm good at telling parents to sort of observe where their kids are at with medication.
Oh.
And maybe like moderate the amount they're giving to their children. But it honestly feels like putting my nose in places it doesn't belong.
Somebody with that specific skill.
Putting beer in a pot?
No, no, not putting beer in a pot.
And Jerry, what are all these framed degrees next to the kiln? Family counselor?
Yep, got that one.
Early childhood education?
Yeah, pharmacology?
Sort of knocked those two out in 1 year.
Really?
Yeah.
Jerry, I really
What can
like
I say?
Should,
I'm a natural student.
You should really do that during the day and, like, throw pots at night for fun. Or maybe, like, you could arrange your schedule so that maybe you keep getting better at pottery and maybe it becomes like a balance where you could do more pottery. But you, if you're really good at this, I feel like you should try.
You mean pots shouldn't be my career, instead my career should be... I don't know, why do you even call that other thing?
I mean, you could be like a social worker. There's lots of titles for that skill.
I know what I call it. Coming to my house and talking to my mom and dad.
Okay. Well, my pot completely fell apart, so I'm free right now.
Okay, I'll just put out the kiln.
Hey, I think I know what you should be, too. You're really good at helping people achieve the dreams that they want to have. So you're sort of like a life coach, motivational speaker?
No, I know exactly what I want.
What?
To make pots? I get it.
I want to be an elementary school guidance counselor. I just have to wait for Mr. LaRue to retire or die.
It's gonna be die. He loves that job.
It's okay. I have a little time, 'cause I am nine. I'll take his job when he dies.
He kind of smells like cigarettes. A lot of the kids have been saying that. So he might not live that long. There's hope for you. There's hope for you yet.
Yeah.
Lung cancer is a killer.
Sure.
If we know one thing. Well, hold on. Let's go to your parents' house. What are we waiting for?
Yeah, don't talk about my thing. Yeah. Goodbye.
Hey, we will talk about your thing, but we're going to deal with this thing first.
We really don't have to talk about me.
That's the point.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Let
what?
Me put out this large
oven. Why am I
going to
die soon?
Oh, never mind, Mr. LaRue.
Ugh, this day.
Out of your way, you're taking up the boulevard.
Duncan, will you pass me the chamomile?
Yes, Marjorie. Will you pass me a Coors Light?
I will, but not until 5:01.
Oh, that's right. What time is it?
It is 3:45.
You know, Jimmy Buffett always said it's 5 o'clock somewhere, Duncan, but it's not 5 o'clock here, so
we
I'm
have
gonna wait.
A clock on the wall, and at 5:01 you may have a Coors Light. Would you like to join me in a chamomile?
Yes, Marjorie, I would love a cup of chamomile tea.
Oh. A knock at the door. It is your turn to answer it, Duncan.
Very well. I will approach the door and
I will move to the kitchen in case I don't want the person to see me.
Well, it's almost 5 o'clock, so if you're going there to surreptitiously take my Coors Light from Marjorie,
Duncan,
so help me, I will Duncan, throw the a person, fit.
Duncan.
Oh, someone's at the door. I'm going to go get it. Hey, is this, oh, sorry, kid, I didn't ask. What's your family's last name?
Oh, the Fandies.
Is this Mr. and Mrs. Fandy? I'm here with Mandy Fandy right now.
I'm in the kitchen and would like not to be seen.
That's my wife, Marjorie Fandy, is in the kitchen. Hello?
Mandy, why are you here with a different person we don't know?
I gotta tell you, it was a tough call whether to knock on the door or just come in like I usually
hey,
do
Marjorie?
Because I'm a member of the family, but I'm with a stranger.
Marjorie, come into the room.
All right, I'll come into the room now that
all,
I
have... All the way in.
I'm coming. I have made my presence known, and now to stay in the kitchen
would be
a farce.
Why are you crouching behind the couch?
Well,
stand up in the room, Marjorie.
All right, Mandy.
Hi.
Son, what seems to be the deal with this other person?
Well, I brought along my pottery teacher, but he's much more than a pottery teacher. He's a real smart guy. He's got some real smart things to say, and I just hope you listen to him.
Thank you. Now, Mr. and Mrs. Fandy.
Uh-huh.
Your son is on Prozac, is that correct?
Hang on, I want to cut in and just give a quick warning that I know he sounds like an idiot when he talks, but he's really, really smart. I'm sorry, I just wanted
hey,
to say
Mandy,
that.
Hey, Mandy, can I talk to you for a second?
Okay, yeah, what's up?
We got to have a united front, bud.
Okay, all right,
I can't
all right.
have you cut my legs
no,
off.
No, I just, I know
like
my
that.
Parents are very judgmental people who just kind of, I don't know. But anyway, okay, we got to, yeah, he's great.
Our son was right to interject. We do find your demeanor, your leather jacket, and your accent do not seem like the kind of presence we would find.
That's it. I just want to say.
You sound like a moron. Your hands are covered in what appears to be clay and I think beer.
Yeah, that's clay and beer.
Okay. Oh, there's a lot of judgment going on towards me right now.
But it's good to just get it out on the floor and just say that despite appearances is real smart. Go.
Well, okay, we didn't say anything about my appearance. Oh, wait, I guess we did anyway. Okay, listen. Your son, I suspect, does need. You have done a wonderful thing by finding the medical needs of your son and placing him on a medication that is an antidepressant. There's no shame in that.
Thank you, goodbye.
I think it's
thank
nope,
you and goodbye.
Don't push me out the door.
Okay.
Okay. Don't push me out the door, though. I am gonna stay sort of in the doorway.
I like that you said a nice thing about our parenting.
I know, but I think there's kind of a butt coming.
Oh.
I think
sure, but I do think that his
Mandy, go wash your mouth out with soap.
Because I said butt. But
yep.
It was B-U-T.
That's
it was
soap.
So obviously
that's
B-U-T.
Soap's not going to eat itself, Mandy.
Oh.
Okay, well, hold on. Mandy, stay in the room. Don't go eat the soap. Just, you've done nothing wrong.
Okay.
Listen, you've also done nothing wrong, parents. No, I'm not. Don't push me out the door.
Okay.
Listen, you need to
There's
adjust.
There's a however coming.
Your son is on too much Prozac, and it is actually making him unhappy.
Huh. He has said this to us night after night, and
yes.
I suppose we should take him back to his psychiatrist. But here's the thing. When I was growing up, I was never allowed to quit anything. So I didn't think I could let my son quit anything either.
Well, he's not quitting. Okay. Yep, I'm just singing behind the couch.
If I let him quit this dose and go back to a reasonable dose, am I raising a quitter? If I let him quit soccer and magic lessons and baseball, am I raising a quitter? Because I never quit, never quit a thing. And it led me to be unhappy with everything. And I just thought that was the only way.
It's not quitting. Think of it in a different way. I mean, yes, it is quitting the specific dose you give it.
sometimes you gotta quit while you're ahead. You gotta know how to quit, 'cause if you don't quit smoking, sometimes you'll end up dead.
That's
like
right.
Mr. LaRue, who dropped dead on the ground outside 3 minutes ago.
Oh no!
He was so young, he had so long to go. You just gotta quit sometimes, it's the only way. So take your son's dosage, pull it back to an earlier day.
Mom, you're not raising a quitter, I can promise you that. Look at all the things that I'm not quitting, like in the wintertime, wearing a hat.
That's right.
I put on socks every single day, and then I put on shoes and I tie them up every single day. You're not
ready. Learned how to quit.
Hello, family. My name is Lancelot.
Hi.
And this is my partner,
Guinevere.
We're both extremely hot.
And a good shot.
And we wanted to tell you that your son, he took all of these jobs today. He didn't quit a single one.
I've got 48 jobs. That's a lot. I'm juggling all of them. I can only give them a few hours a day. I'm taking a shot.
Oh, Mandy, that's too many jobs. Too many jobs on your head.
I quit!
You quit, Delta!
I quit!
Pottery class, I'm right here!
I quit!
Sandy and Randy!
I quit!
I was also in the room!
I quit!
Ooh, swimming!
I quit!
Hiking!
I quit! I quit! I quit! Taking 8,000 milligrams of Prozac every day!
Write down what I think you're about to say.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mandy. What were you about to say?
Wait a minute. No, you did. You wrote it down just right.
Wait.
Oh, no. I'm going to say it, and then you're going to write it down.
Yeah.
Get in the pen.
I love meeting people. I love talking to people. I love going from door to door all around town and saying hi to new people and finding out what they're all about and what their passion is and who they are and what they do. I'm gonna be a mailman.
I'm gonna be a mailman. Now that,
and that's a quote. Gosh dang good
absolute
time.
Delight.
Wow.
Thank you so much for doing the
Thank
show.
Thank you. That was so much fun.
Gosh, I had the best time.
I'm challenging.
You crushed it.
I was just delighted the whole time. Boy, oh boy, what a smiley way to start a Monday. Time stamp it.
Oh yeah, this one's an 11 o'clock on a, what day is it?
Monday.
Monday.
Can't believe it's Monday. You know who hates Monday?
Garfield the cat.
Famously
hates Monday. Boy. Loves lasagna. I love that orange cat.
I was just going to say, well, should we do a patter song about Italian food?
So we decided that we were going to do a patter song. We decided that we would kind of like find our way into what it will be about. And it does seem like we are now going to do a patter song about Italian food.
About Italian food.
Wow, well, because that cat loves lasagna.
He sure does and hates Nirmal.
Oh, yeah. Nirmal was sort of added to the show later, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think she was. Mm-hmm. I have a big fluffy orange cat and a little gray cat, and we almost named her Nirmal, but we didn't want him to hate her, so we didn't give her that sort of emotional burden.
Yeah, don't put that energy out there, you know?
No.
All
right, let's do a patter song.
What's the patter? Haven't done this in a while.
Here we go.
When I eat the food, I want to feel like a boss. So I simmer all day my good marinara sauce.
When I eat the food, don't want people to go away, no. So I make a pasta sauce while simmering a tomato.
When I eat the food, I want everyone to be happy. And so I make a meatballs.
When I eat
specifically, it is a Parmesan.
When I eat the food, I don't want anyone to hate, and so I try not to mention that it's full of carbohydrates.
But if I have the food, and so I want to get in my head, you know I serve the pasta, but I also serve garlic bread.
Oh, when I serve the bread, I better it does not get. I put tomato and basil on it, I make a little bruschetta.
When I eat the food, I don't make people say please. I always come right along and offer them some cheese.
When I eat the food, and with your belly, you know I have a pasta, it's potato, eat this gnocchi.
Oh, when I eat the food, the favorite pasta, eat it all. I would like a bota, I would like a little farfalla.
When I eat the food, I say, what the heck? And sometimes I don't even bother to drop the check.
When I eat the food, and then I want the finger licking. You know I put the alfredo and I owe you chicken.
Oh, when I eat the food, all the people start to harden. I only eat the food when I go to Olive Garden.
When I eat the food, and people want more, I say, okay, you can take some to go.
People show. A Parmesan!
A spicy meatball!
A spicy meatball! Andy Daly, thank you so much for coming to do this
show. Thank you so much.
That's maybe my favorite song we've ever done.
I also love Italian that song we carried when I eat
the food. It's not Italian at all.
Gosh.
It's just called when I eat the food.
Oh, gosh. That was too silly to be deserved.
It's also not about eating food. It's about serving food.
Nope, that's true. Very good point.
Boy. Andy, jeez. What do you want the people to know? But also, they don't know you. We're furious.
We're furious.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah, I have nothing to... what good is a plug? I have nothing to plug. The Andy Daly Podcast Pilot Prop Prod.
Yes.
Prospect.
We know you like podcasts. You're listening to one right now, you ding-dang dodos.
Yeah, I don't know if that's on Stitcher or Earwolf right now, but it was on Stitcher, and then it was on Earwolf, then it'll be back on Stitcher. Just find it.
You guys got those feeds. You guys have got those promo codes. You can do it.
Yeah.
Real quick, something, because I saw this on a Facebook group and I want to just give an answer to it real quick. A lot of you have been so nice to come to our live shows and you're like, when are those going to be announced? We had a lot of live shows, guys. Yeah. And so the ones that are just Jess and I, we tend to use as fill-ins so we never miss a week. The answer is we will release all of them. There's just a lot of them in the backlog. So if you were at a show and you want to hear it, it's coming. We just don't know when.
Yeah, and there might just be like a random time when we'll put out five for no reason. We're just trying to figure out the best way to put out. There are a lot of live episodes.
But we never...
They will not go on.
We never
release.
We don't keep them to ourselves. They are for you, and as long as we recorded it, which we did with all of them. So, yeah. Thank you so much, Scott. Thank you, Dana.
Thank you, Colin. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Brett. Once again, we do have an album out. It's called The Calendar Album. We're going to talk about it for forever. We would
so
love
listen to it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, everybody. And as we say at the end of every off book,
when I eat the food,
it the better be good.
Thank you again to The Real Real for supporting the show. You can own iconic luxury items at unreal values with The Real Real, the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers at up to 90% off retail. Every item is authenticated by The Real Real's team of experts, and new arrivals come in daily. New customers receive an automatic $25 off at checkout. Shop in-store, online, or download the app and get 20% off select items with the promo code REAL. TheRealReal.com, promo code REAL.